Okay, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Okay, now, my name is Yap Chin Hui. I'm from Singapore Polytechnic. We have been using LAMS for almost coming to 2 years in Singapore Poly. So, just a brief introduction on LAMS in Singapore Poly. Total in Singapore Poly, we got 10 schools, and 5 of the schools already have adopted LAMS. The adoption can actually be a blended way and or online learning for the learners. The learners are in a module called project management, and they participate in lessons that are either blended or online. In blended lessons, students are encouraged to bring their notebooks to class, and in this typical setting, the cohort is 40 students. How SP adopts LAMS? We just don't directly go and use it. We have got a paper design. This paper design is for us to actually decide on how we want to design LAMS. The paper design consists of topics, tasks, tools, facilitation, and assessment. If you are interested, I can share this paper design with you. After that, we go through a basic lesson in LAMS. And the keyword here is reusable templates. So we got some standard templates that actually staff or lecturers can actually use it to do a quick way of doing a designing of LAMS. My team here today is AIM. Okay, AIM actually stands for author. That is the design of lessons in sequence. I is implement. You turn on to allow learners to access and carry out the activity. And M is monitor. Keep in pace the progress of the learners. So in LAMS, it allows you to do this. You author, you implement, and you monitor. This is a typical sequence that we've done. It's in the author mode, whereby you have got your introductions and group work. In project management, we do a lot of group activities. And over here, you can see that we have got branching. We branch them into different groups, into different group settings. So normally a class, I will break it up into 3 to 5 groups. Okay, then over here you see that we've got a gate to stop students from proceeding on to any other activity. Okay, so this is the author. And this is the implement, whereby we actually, because in SP we use Blackboard as the LMS, therefore we push it over from LAMS to Blackboard. So this is a sequence whereby students can will access through Blackboard into LAMS, and they will see the sequence as this way. And this is how we monitor the students. Individual students will be monitored according to the activities. We allow the lecturer to monitor the progress. Blue, red, green. So blue means they have completed. Green means they have in progress or in process, and the green means they have not actually done anything yet. Okay, after doing all this, we want to get the students to feedback on how actually our LAMS, or how they perceive of LAMS. Okay, one of the feedbacks is that do they find that LAMS is useful? Yes, maybe 82% of them thinks yes. LAMS is useful for learning. Do you find the sequence useful and easy to navigate? 74% of them think so. And only a small proportion of them think that it's not easy. So our assumption that our students are actually very IT savvy does not reflect that everyone is all IT savvy. A small proportion of students are not that IT savvy. Are you able to follow the instructions provided in LAMS? Yes, 100%. So actually, LAMS actually is a sequence base of learning, and it gives you a kind of instruction that is very easy for students to understand. It's a step-by-step process. And other feedback coming out from students that they think that it's good, everything is structured, and students just have to follow the sequence. Majority of students prefer more of pictures, quizzes, and MCQs. Okay, so they actually are asking for more of this. Any questions for this? Do you have any questions on the design or or anything? Any questions? Okay, if not, then some takeaway from this is that its aim, LAMS actually is author, implement, and monitor. Reusable templates, we actually reuse the templates just by a simple import and export. Collaboration, we can actually allow students to collaborate and work together. And the fourth thing is that it can be blended and or online. Okay, that's all I have. Just a short sharing of this. Yeah. Okay. Okay. How does it look like in the classroom? It looks like this in the classroom. Yep, just this. You got a line of these are your sequence here. So a typical one will look like this. Actually, LAMS comprises of many sequences. Okay, I'll just give an example. Okay, in this session, right, when I do the design, right, first I have got introduction of the tutorial session. And after that, I will tell them that they are divided into the various groups. And they form their groups. And after that, we branch them into the activities. So it depends on what sort of information or how you design your LAMS. This is how I design it. And then at this stage, I actually stop it, I gate it. So I do not allow students to proceed on. And once when they finish the task, I open the gate and they can do some sharing of resources or information here. So it depends on your design. Okay, because in Poly, LAMS sit in Blackboard, therefore I've launched it. So this is the auto mode from for LAMS, it's a design. So let me open up a typical sequence to show you. Okay, this is what I showed you just now. This is a typical sequence. Over on the left side is all the icons or the things or instruction that you want to actually let your students be engaged in. But what I did is that I conceive out to have some sharing of resources. I group them and I actually branch them. The branching looks like this. So the branching, I have got 8 branches, and I branch them according to, I give them some instructions, and they got a task list, they got a task to carry out. Look at the task list here. Okay, basically I ask them to conceive out a project, and actually the instruction is given, and they need to actually submit the task. In this case, let me see here. They don't upload, they just type in their comment here. Oh, so in this stage, I asked them to conceive to do to write down the scope of the project. You can actually allow them to sketch out, scan in, and actually submit to you. Yeah, you can do that. What's my solution?
You know them.
No, not that you know them. They learn from their friends. Yeah, or... yeah, in my first class, before the start of the class, I showed them how to use LAMS. But you know, students, some don't come, and some are not attentive. So they have got to learn from their friends, or they can come and ask me. But the small percentage here, they find that it's very difficult to navigate. Maybe it's... it might be they're not IT savvy, or they're just not paying attention. Okay, so the students just have to go to the next activity. So what I asked them to conceive a project, and they are supposed to put in a comment or put in the objective of that project, and they have to upload their file, probably a sketch. So they are in a task. I particularly enjoy this task because it's very useful for me. I just give an instruction, followed by I need them to actually do some comments. At the same time, they actually can upload a sketch or file to me.
Is that live or what?
This is live.
You can immediately apply whatever.
No, this is a activity for students. This is a live thing that last semester. Sorry?
They do it at home, do it anywhere, not in a class that
yes.
you are around. Then.
Can you respond? Okay, in this scenario, I do it in blended. That means I do face-to-face. And I ask them to bring their notebook, and I give the instruction.
So you can respond, the moment they do something, then you can respond.
If you design a forum discussion, because mine don't have a forum discussion because I do it blended. That means I ask them to bring their notebook to class, and ask them to discuss the project and things like that. You can actually add in a forum. The forum is here. They're just gonna pull it, and then you can engage the students for discussion at home. But in this case, I use it and blended, because LAMS is quite flexible. You can use it online and blended.
So in this
yeah.
case, that means you are conducting a class.
Yes.
And you are there sitting.
I'm there sitting. My role that I play at that time is a facilitator. So the students come in, I give them instruction, I show them how to use LAMS, and they have to do it, go through the whole sequence. Yeah. Yes, we go through a paper exercise. This one I can pass it to you, a copy. I don't mind sharing you all. We go through a paper exercise, whereby we actually, before we start doing the LAMS sequence, we actually design the topic. The topic is learning objectives. Tasks, what are the tasks that you want the student to carry out? What are the tools that you want to engage the students with? How you want to facilitate this lesson? Is it online, blended, or... And then how you want to assess the students at the end of that online activity in LAMS? It can be MCQ, it can be a forum discussion, it can be a case study or submission of file. So we go through this before we go into actually using of LAMS. Okay, if you have the thumb drive, I can just pass you this form if you want. Or we can actually come over and show you how it's been done. We can introduce to you. Because in Poly, because one of the things about LAMS is that I find that for these 2 years, right, a bit of reflection of LAMS, I find that it's... getting me more and more excited about LAMS. The way that I use it has actually surpassed the initial thinking that I have about LAMS. So, yeah. In the design, because nowadays I take about half an hour to do a design of LAMS for a lesson. So on a Sunday weekend when... I'm free, I just spend half an hour to design for the next week lesson or the following week. And I get feedback and I allow students to collaborate and co-create content. So that's, yeah. Sorry? For LAMS? Yeah, it's open source. Free. So you can buy a small server and install this into your server. But why am I bringing this up? Because LAMS alone, you need to actually think of the pedagogy, how you deliver this LAMS. You cannot just use LAMS and say, oh, I'm going to use it for students, that's all. You have to think of the pedagogy, you have to think of how you want to use it. Do you want to use it with students online? Do you want to engage them in class? Do you use it at lecture? Do you want to group it? Do you want to access them in MCQ or anything? Or all this is possible, but you got to think about it. You got to do a design of it first. That's why I talk about the paper design. You need not only MCQ. You got forum. You can have a collaboration. You can ask students to do mind mapping, multiple choice. Circuit design, what we do is that we actually use pictures of it. And for circuit design itself, LAMS cannot support. You got to use a third-party software to do it. Not the... Oh, no. it's... Oh, no, because, okay, we have used it for engineering because I'm from mechanical engineering. We use it, and what we do is that if we find that we need to do circuit design or even AutoCAD drawing, you have to do it outside. You cannot base on this. Yeah. No. I'm stopping the student from going into this. So I say, oh, you must finish this, then you can proceed.
Then you open the gate and you leave the land.
Yeah. Yes. No, in our repository, we have got, just to share with you, in our repository, we've got standard templates that actually we can actually reuse it. For example, in this case, we have got a typical template, template one. What is a simple just move on completion? So what we do is that we encourage lecturers just to open up this template. Yeah. So this is a reusable template. They just need to actually put in the content.
Oh, you put your content yourself. La. It's not that yeah. The content is really there.
Yes. No, not the content is there, but the main idea of sequence is here. So the lecturer will actually populate the content and then use it for students. So we cut short the process of having to do the design. That's what I mean by reusable template. Yeah. Okay, because in Poly, we go by module. So let's say we got, let's say for first year common modules, whereby we got all the students taking the same common module. So it's done for all students. No, for example, let's say you call your this design as year 2009 or 2010. So when you this year when you show it to the student, eh, sir, it's actually outdated. Also, yeah. Can I answer that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.